This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Kate Rooney, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Shares of Tesla rallied this morning despite reporting weak quarterly earnings, including a 20% year-over-year drop in automotive revenue. But Tesla stock did pop after President Trump signaled that tariffs on China will not be as high as the current 145%. And on the earnings call yesterday, CEO Elon Musk said he would be spending significantly less time at the Department of Government Efficiency. Tesla says it is still on track to produce an affordable car, but may have to rethink its sales forecast due to the impact of tariffs. In the meantime, the European Union slapped Apple and Meta with nearly $800 million in fines for breaching the bloc's digital competition laws. According to the EU, Apple restricted how app developers could communicate with customers about sales and other offers, while Meta enforced a system that would force its users to either allow their personal data to be used for targeted ads or pay a subscription for an ad-free version of Facebook and Instagram. Both Apple and Meta have said that they would appeal that decision. And OpenAI would be interested in buying Google's Chrome web browser if regulators are successful in forcing the company to sell that business. An OpenAI executive making that statement while testifying during Google's antitrust trial yesterday. Last year, the judge overseeing the case found that Google has a monopoly in online search and advertising. Google has not offered Chrome up for sale and does plan to appeal any final ruling. That's it from the West Coast. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.